We're in Siman Tov Resh Mem Gimel Siv Beis. The Mechaber says L'ha Rambam Mekadesh Meumad Umevarach Leisha Basukah V'Yoshev. According to the Rambam, the first night you are supposed to make Kiddush standing up, and then you say Leisha Basukah, and you sit down. V'Yachakach Mevarach Man, and then you say Shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this is because he holds that the yeshiva, the sitting down, is the beginning of the mitzvah, and therefore you should make the bracha over L'asiyasan, meaning before the performance of the mitzvah, and you should do this all 7 days. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rosh, who says that you should place the bracha as close to possible as the Ikar Mitzvah, which is the eating. And that's why you make the bracha on the eating and not before actually sitting down. The Ramah writes, right? That's what we do, that you could say Kiddush even sitting down, but you should not say Shechianu before sitting down, because that would be a problem of a Hefsev Gimel. The rest of Sukkis, the Mechaber says that one should make the Leishe Basukah before making the Hamotzi. And the minhag is to make the Leishe Basukah after the Bracha of Hamotzi, before actually eating. The Ramah writes, that's what we do on the Echol HaMoed. Whenever you're saying Kiddush, the Leishev should actually come after Kiddush, before Hamotzi. The reason the Mechaber writes that our minhag is to make the Leishev after making Hamotzi is because that's the you want it to be as close as possible to the eating, because that is the real Ikar Chiyav, is the eating. Again, when there's Kiddush, that's the beginning of the Suda, so that's when you would make the Leishev. The Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion who says that during the day, when it's just a Borei Pri HaGafen, and that's it, that there's no long Kiddush, there are some who say that you shouldn't have a Hefsek between the Leishev and the drinking, because there's not necessarily between the drink, between the bracha and then the leishev and the drinking, because there's not necessarily a chiyuv sukkah at all on just the drinking of the wine, and therefore you should actually wait in that situation to make it after hamotzi like we do on chol hamoed. And others say no. So too in this case, that since you are establishing your suda on the wine, and that's the beginning of your meal, then you should make the leishev on the wine also in that situation during the day. The Mishnah Berurah says you can choose whichever opinion you want to follow, and Rav Moshe Feinstein and Arav Eliyashiv both say what we do is we make the leishev on after Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush, just like we do at night. Finally, writes the Ramah, in Kiddush Babayis, V'acha Basukah Olipcha, Ayin L'El Simin Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Beis, discussion, if you made the Kiddush in the Sukkah, then you want to go in to wash, is that a problem of Shinui Makom or not? So we discussed that earlier, different opinions of how to get out of this issue, and once you consult the Boseg as to the appropriate approach, if your Sukkah is not completely connected to the house, how do you get out of issues of a Shinui Makom in terms of Kiddush or Makom Su'ud?